New pants? I ask as Delia gets in my car. Yep, $7 on eBay, not including shipping from Slovenia.
Leather?
For $7? Delia starts sniffing the air like a bloodhound. It reeks in here.
Whatever, weirdo, I say.
It's like kerosene and skunky. I sniff so hard I get lightheaded.
Nope, nothing here.
Is it Buford? Delia says, casting a glance at the back seat, where my basset hound, Buford T. Rutherford B. Hayes, is sprawled like a tan garbage bag of dog jello, looking doleful. Looking maybe even a bit more full of dole than usual, sensing he's being scapegoated. Buford is innocent before God, Delia Wilkes. How dare you? And why would he smell kerosene and skunky? Because he has, you know, flaps, and he's farty. Well, one, I gave my farty flappy dog a bath like a day ago, and two, I know his bouquet, and it's not so chemically. Delia sniffs again, harder closing her eyes. So you can smell it. Yes, Hannibal Lecter, I can now, I say. My car smells like a gas station that hosted a skunk orgy. I get it. Delia says nothing, but lifts one of her black vinyl-clad legs to her nose. She sniffs a couple of times, drops her leg, and looks out the window silently. Guiltily, if we're being honest, a tiny smile tugs at the corners of her mouth. I pounce.
Oh-ho-ho, what did you discover?
Nothing. The corners of her mouth lift a little higher. Has the stink hunter become the stink hunted? I want you to know that this smell is not issuing forth from my ass.
Issuing forth? Who says that?
I'm just saying, my ass is clean.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me a skeptical mm-hmm. These pants didn't smell when I opened the package yesterday. It's like a heat-activated funk.
Mm-hmm.
The AC in my Kia Rio definitely isn't keeping up with the late April heat. It feels like spring stumbled while carrying a load of summer in its arms. Seriously, Delia says, how do you de-reek vinyl pants? Run through the car wash while wearing them? Are you even sure they're vinyl as opposed to skunk leather? This whole situation is so quintessentially Delia. If you told me that Delia had ordered a pair of pants off eBay for $7, I would assume that they'd arrive smelling like cyborg sweat. It's the kind of luck she has. One time, she found a spider in a banana. As in, she opened the banana and boom, spider. We pull up to a red light. The driver next to me gives me a long stare. Fair enough. It's not every day in Jackson, Tennessee, that you see two girls dressed like vampires, wearing red-lined black capes, driving down the street. We're both also sporting some dramatic makeup because we don't have time to apply it at the studio. Arliss runs a very tight ship. By the way, I say, don't you owe someone an apology? Sorry for accusing your car of smelling.
No.
I turn back to Buford and nod. He glances up with a hangdog expression. I think the word hangdog was invented to describe expressions like Buford is giving me, because he literally looks like a dog that's melting off a hanger. Him. Delia turns back and grabs Buford by the jowls and scratches his head and neck vigorously. Oh, aren't you a good boy and not a stinky boy? Auntie Delia's sorry for saying that you smelled like a skunk soaked in kerosene when it was Auntie Delia all along. He whimpers and lays his head back down on the seat. He hates us both. I mean, we basically torture him. But in a loving way? Is that a thing? He's like 400 in dog years, and he's profoundly over our nonsense. He never signed up for this.